In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas. In the movie, All the Pretty Horses, in the very beginning scene, there are two young men deciding to go out on their own to become cowhands. Being a cowhand was their dream. As they sit under the starlit sky in that pitch dark night on the prairie, their discussion goes something like this. Do you believe in God? Do you believe there is a heaven? They're struggling, like many of us, to understand the presence of God. In the final scene, one of the cowhands, after all his trials and tribulations, says, "There must be a God, because if he left it up to us, we would surely mess things up." Doesn't that sound just like John? John knew Jesus was coming and there would be life in him. Outside of life in Christ, the world would be in the dark and certainly mess things up. Life with God, isn't that what we're looking for? Life in God, isn't that what we're all hungry for? For we know anything outside of the life of Jesus Christ is going to be less than what it could be. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John began his gospel like Genesis chapter 1. John links Jesus with the God of creation. The Word is Jesus Christ, the eternal and ultimate expression of God. John declared that Jesus was the divine agent who was responsible for the entire creation. And John testified to Jesus as the light and the life of the world. John's testimony was to witness to his people so that they might believe that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. And in believing in him, they would have life. Jesus came to his own place, to his own people, those prepared for God's loving self-disclosure, that they might receive and believe in him and thereby be empowered to be the offspring of God. What went wrong with his plan? His own did not receive him. By God's grace, Jesus became a man of flesh. He became the fullness of God's love and truth. And Jesus came to be an agent of new creation. Pretend something like this happened for a moment. The angel Gabriel got back to heaven and rushed up to God and said, "I've got good news and I've got bad news." And God said, "Well, give me the good news first." "The good news is," said the angel, "mission accomplished. I visited those people you told me to visit. I told them what you told me to tell them. It's all accomplished." God said, "So what's the bad news?" "The bad news," the angel said, "is that those people down there on earth are terrified of you. Every time I visited someone, I had to start it off with, 'Fear not,' because they're so frightened that when you were coming close." God said to the angel, "That's the reason I have to carry out this plan I've made." You see, God said to the angel, "I need to go to earth because my people are so frightened. They're so full of fear that I've got to bring the message that they no longer need to be afraid." The angel said, "And how are you going to do that since they're so fearful?" God said, "There's only one place on earth that people are not afraid. That one remaining place is a little baby. My people on earth are not afraid of a baby. When a baby is born, they rejoice and give thanks without fear, because that's the only place left in their lives where they're not afraid. So I will go to the earth. I will become a little baby, and they will receive me with no fear at all, because that's the one place that my people have no fear." God acted the only way that God could act, without overwhelming us and taking away our freedom. God became a tiny babe. Christmas is an act of God. In Christmas, God acted in the only way God could. John's purpose was to testify to believers everywhere to build faith and confidence in Jesus Christ. His desire was to deepen their belief, not based on fear, but based on who Jesus was. The testimony of John the Baptist in John's gospel was not to preach repentance, but to testify to the reality of Jesus Christ. John is the best person to testify to the Word. John leapt in his mother's womb at the presence of God. He knew the Word, believed in the Word, recognized the Word as the true Son of God. John watched a dove come down from heaven and heard God's voice say, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." John the Baptist and John, the author of our gospel, were witnesses to Jesus based on experience. For those who still did not believe in Jesus Christ, they brought light into their darkness of fear and unbelief. Lucy Shaw, a writer, wrote in Winter Song, "In the incarnation, Christ became a living metaphor, the Word. Jesus took the risk of reducing himself to what we could see and touch and listen to, a living message that bridged the huge communication gap between deity and humankind. This Christmas morning, you and I celebrate the long-awaited coming of the Son of God. God is here to look after our welfare and bring reconciliation into the new world. The good news is that Jesus brings light and life into the world. You and I can trust and hope in God's plan because His plan is perfect for us and for the world. Our Savior is here. The wait is over. We are God's chosen, and today the birth of Jesus can enter into our lives in a new and wonderful way. It only takes a yes, a simple yes, as Mary responded to God, a simple yes, as Joseph responded to God, a simple yes, as Jesus responded to God. Yes, I love you. Yes, I want you to be Lord of my life. Yes, I will live out your plan for my life. Yes, without you, I will mess things up." Today, others of us may find it harder to respond to God this Christmas. Perhaps this has been a year of pain and sorrow. Perhaps there are no lights on the tree. Some stockings remain unfolded. Perhaps we're not waiting for the birth of a child, but experiencing the death of a loved one. Perhaps the choir of the multitude seemed muffled this holiday season. Maybe this Christmas we are hoping the hurt will be lifted from us. Whether our response is with loud clanging voices or muted soft humming, Christmas is the time we gather together, holding one another in love, allowing the Christ child to break through again this year and to start anew. This Christmas, God is born in any cradle that we will offer him, in any room we make available to him. God is here in the middle of our ordinary lives, in the best of times, and especially in the worst of times, bringing our Savior into our homes, into our lives, and into our hearts. In the Message, Eugene Peterson paraphrases the familiar words of the Word becoming flesh in this way. "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into our neighborhood. This is the remarkable truth we celebrate during Christmas season, a truth we could do well to carry into the new year, that ours is creating God who continues to act in human life, bringing light into our darkness, hope into our despair, life into our brokenness, love into our fear and suspicion and dread. And perhaps it is only when life is at its toughest, when that light seems most elusive, that faith begins to make sense at all. For it is faith that empowers us, when immersed in the darkness, to trust in the presence of God. This morning, it is John's testimony we hear. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We can choose to go along with God's plan. We can share in the bread of life. You and I can bring all that we have to worship our Savior. We find good news and great joy in the Word, in the birth of Christ, in the celebration of the long-awaited coming of the Son of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.